This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads today's show are as follows. Twitter at 280. Some new drone flight restrictions. We're going to talk about a self-driving car deal that was actually made bipartisan in D.C. You're going to be shocked. We're going to talk about the Roku IPO, and wow, what an IPO it was. We're going to talk about no FM in phones and why this may not worry you too much. We'll talk about all that. Plus, of course, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1230 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, September 28th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Glad to be here. When you hear what my day's been, you'll be like, why? But for those of you that are brand new to the show, I want to welcome you to the podcast. Thanks for being here and checking me out or checking the show out. And we got a lot to share tonight, lots of great articles to go over. But most important, if you're a brand new listener, what I want you to do is just take 5 minutes and visit geeknewscentral.com. And when you do that, when you get over to the website, you're going to find the way to subscribe to the show right on the right-hand column of the website. Everything there for your iOS device, Apple device, or Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, pick your poison. You'll be able to get subscribed to the show right there on the website, or just use an old school RSS feed. A little bit further down the page is a place to get signed up for the newsletter. We want you to do that, and that way you'll never miss a single episode of this great podcast. Okay. Again, big welcome to all the Ohana, all the long-time listeners and viewers of the show. Thank you so much for being here. If you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com is the place to drop your email comments. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. And, you know, that's really the two best ways to reach out. You can always use Facebook or Google Plus just by searching for my name. And you can join our Slack channel if you want. Our Slack chat channel is pretty cool. Just sending me an email and let you know that you want to be part of the Ohana on our Geek News Central Slack channel. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. You can watch or listen on the Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling that device to play the latest edition of this show's name. So you can listen on Stitcher, watch or view on Blueberry.com, or tell your Google Home device to play the podcast, Geek News Central. Of course, our partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff. We've got the Buck Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. We've got the Pro Gear site being written by the GNC team. Of course, we got the Podcast Legend Show, the New Media Show, and lots of stuff coming. So definitely check all that information out, again, directly on the website at geeknewscentral.com. Of course, we want to thank our longtime sponsor of the show, and that would, of course, be GoDaddy.com for being here and really being our mainstay and taking care of, help me keep the bills paid, keep the lights on. And, you know, September's coming to an end here, and all indications are you guys have rocked it for September, and we should make our numbers. So we got a few days to go yet here. If you want to pick up a domain name, 99cent.com. You can save 30% on new product purchases over there. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain for the first year. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting, again with a free domain for the first year. So $12, you can't go wrong with those deals. And then, of course, we've got the 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. All those offers, again, can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That's the place to go to grab them. That's where you can save money. That's where we want you to send your friends, family members, people that you know that have been talking about maybe putting up a website. This is a great way to get started. They get great deals over there. You really just cannot, you cannot go wrong picking up a domain name or picking up a hosting account, you know, for $12 for a year. Come on, let's be real. That's an amazing deal here. So anyway, thanks GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. We've got a lot to get through tonight, and one thing I didn't do before I started the show tonight is I didn't send out the obligatory tweet that I was going live, so I'm doing that now. And I think that's ready to go. Let me click send. Hopefully I didn't send that to the wrong account. But let me just kind of get you guys caught up here. Today, and of course, first of all and foremost, thanks, Kirk, for putting the show together. I did find a couple of articles, but overall, really, really good job. But today started at 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's, you know, it's 16 hours later, and it's been interview day. It's been interview day for the Podcast Awards, for International Podcast Day. I had interviews for Raw Voice. I mean, it's just really been crazy. So, I got up at 4, brushed my teeth, grabbed a cup of coffee, and at 4:15, I was on Skype with a fellow on the East Coast doing my first interview, and it just has been nonstop, really all day. And then prepping for the Podcast Awards ceremony, which happens on Saturday. I did get a workout in. I probably shouldn't have done that, just because I'm toast at this point. Son had soccer, cross country practice, so it's just been an amazingly slammed Thursday. And I'm thinking it's only Thursday, but the weekend coming up is equally crazy. Lots of stuff for International Podcast Day on Saturday. Lots of stuff for the kids stuff, and then roll out Sunday morning and go to the airport. So yeah, simply just busy, 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 and it just never ends. It really doesn't. Between kids, work, Raw Voice, everything else, it's just, it's nuts. It really, really is. But I've been getting a few requests in also from all of you that want me to give you more information on these beacons. And I've got a few sitting here in the desk, and I've talked about these beacons already. And I'm at this point, I'm having discussions with a friend of mine, and we're going to be putting something together. And what I really have learned here is that there is a significant opportunity with these beacons in a business that may put some extra spare change on the table. So I'm going to be doing it probably won't be until I get back, but I'm going to do a private video that I'll share with folks that are part of this Ohana that want to learn about it. I'll give it some more details just because I've been sharing so much already. All you got to do is send me an email to geeknews@gmail.com and say you want to be on that list to be able to get access to that private video when I put it up. And I'm really going to kind of walk you through the whole process and the strategies I've been using. And, I went large. I ordered about $500 worth of beacons from one company. And I've got some coming from overseas that are coming in that I'm going to be testing. Those should be here when I get back. They're coming in via a DHL. So, a lot of groundwork to be done yet. But I think there's an opportunity here, and for some of you that may want to participate with me as well. So anyway, I don't want to go any further than that at this point because nothing's firmed up, and it could be a couple months before we're ready. But definitely talking to a developer already on how to tie this all together to make it manageable and scale. But anyway, that's what's going on. And then we got to get into regular content. You guys don't want to hear about my ongoing business ventures, but I just wanted to share with you guys and keep you abreast and kind of tell you why I had not talked much more about them. There's a dead link on the website too. I need to get that fixed. Now I'll do that. Big mug of water tonight for those of you watching. Definitely low on H2O. Lips a little dry, so I can tell I'm dehydrated. So I'm trying to catch it up here. Just paying attention to the health, but not enough to the hydration, I think. All right, let's move into a topic that, you know, what I was in a discussion with some folks on Facebook in a forum I'm in, and the, you know, they're bragging on how AM/FM is really not being impacted too much by, you know, mobile technology. How that people are still going to their cars and they're listening to the radio a lot. And you know, that may be true for a certain segment of the population. And, you know, if you'd asked me 10 years ago how much time radio survivability had left, where I wish would have probably wished 10, I probably would have said 20 at that time. And that was back in 2004. Well, the mobile phones have come a long ways, and we're at a point now where if I'm in the car and I'm driving into town, I don't turn on, you know, FM 100 to get the traffic report. And, you know, I might be 5 miles down the road before they give it, and I might be into some traffic before I get the warning, right? So, you know, I use Waze and I use Google Maps. And it really is really good in showing where those congestion points are. And if I have a way to get around, sometimes I don't, I do. And then, you know, with Bluetooth in my car, and also I have the ability to plug my phone into a phone jack. I find my kids, they use that more than they use the Bluetooth connection. I'm connected to Bluetooth 95% of the time and never get into AM or FM at all, ever. And, you know, but, you know, I'm a little bit different. You know, my car's not that new. I've got a 2009 Mazda CX-9, and you guys know my history here. I run cars till the wheels fall off, and I'm going to do the same with this one. I'm up to 190,000 miles on that car. And, yeah, on a little island. It's amazing, isn't it? But the point I was talking with these folks in this forum is about is that consumption habits are changing. Now, radio is still local. Radio is not going to go anywhere in a hurry. But is it being displaced for certain information? I say absolutely. It's definitely not my place to go to get entertainment, to get music. If I want to do that, I Pandora or Spotify or my own playlist. I've been on an AC/DC kick recently, so I've been playing older AC/DC albums, you know, just whatever trips my trigger, right? And then I'm not listening to AM or FM. But there was an FCC, the FCC chairman urged Apple, in lieu of all these hurricanes that's been going on with Puerto Rico, with cell coverage being out, and I got a friend that has family down there, and they're in San Juan, and he was telling me that of course, San Juan's the big mega population center. You know, they're getting a lot of care and, you know, and aid coming to them. But it's the outlying areas that are been truly devastated that have not a lot of contact and a lot of support going in. And he's lucky he's been able to stay in contact with his entire family. He's got everyone accounted for and he knows their status, and they're working hard to get one sister a generator. And so you're doing all kinds of stuff to try to help the process, right? But stuff is stuck on the docks and it can't get to the people because there's no one to drive trucks. And it just goes on and on and on. So the FCC, in lieu of all of this, he renewed pressure on Apple to activate the FM radio capabilities built into the wireless modem of every iPhone. He said he hopes that Apple reconsiders position following hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. And we know what the devastation it has. Powerful storms can leave thousands of millions of people without power or cell service for weeks or even months. And over-the-air FM can provide vital access to weather alerts. Well, I'm on all these NAB mailing lists. And apparently, even the radio infrastructure in Puerto Rico has been decimated. There's very few stations that are actually on the air. Number one, they don't have power. Number two, their infrastructure has been destroyed. They've shared towers. The collective tower is down. So there's real problems even with AM or FM and getting information to people. Well, we all can understand the value of having a portable radio. I mean, that should be in anyone's disaster kit, because in more likelihood, if you're in an area, AM travels a lot further, so someone out of the devastation area can send in a broadcast, a message that you'll be able to hear and find out what's going on and getting updates. So all very noble, all very well and good. And, you know, this is a good suggestion by the FCC. Well, Apple responded today. They said, Apple cares deeply about the safety of our user, especially during times of crisis, and that's why we have engineered modern safety solutions into our products. Users can dial emergency services and access medical ID card information directly from the lock screen, and we enable government emergency notifications ranging from weather advisories to amber alerts. iPhone 7 and iPhone 8 models do not have FM radio chips in them, nor do they have antennas designed to support FM signals, so it's not possible to enable FM reception in these products. So, in essence here, it's not possible. But going back to this Facebook conversation I was having, so I close the loop on that, is these folks were like, you know, radio's going to continue to rule. Well, Apple doesn't necessarily think so. There hasn't been room enough to stuff an FM radio chip or antenna in the phone. It doesn't have it, can't support it. So we're really, at some point here, going to become so dependent upon our data connections. You know, that is going to be like, you know, it's going to be the way. You know, you have to take care of yourself and have backup things in place. But I keep telling people now that we're probably 20 years away from radio as we know it today, really, truly existing. I think it's in its death spirals. Largely, I look at what my kids do. My kids do not listen to the radio. They think it sucks. Think it's lame, you know? They like having their own playlist, doing their own discovery, sharing with their friends, and they're not getting that from the local DJ. The local DJ hasn't really been doing that anyway for many, many years. They're playing off a corporate playlist. And kids and teenagers are being exposed to the music that corporate America wants them, and they're not cool with that. So, you know, I hear my daughter playing stuff. I go, who's this band? And I said, send me a link. It's something I've never heard before. You know, it's some indie band or someone new, and it's good. So, you know, they're all sharing. And this is, you know, when I was a kid, as growing up, how did I make my mixtapes as a kid? I had no money. You know, go buy albums? No, that didn't happen. I had a console, had an AM, FM, had a turntable, and cassette player in it. So what would I do? I'd turn on FM, I'd get like Keezy Kasem's Top 100 Countdown, and I would sit there dedicatedly and get ready, and as soon as Keezy Kasem introduced the song, record, and hopefully get it just right, and then I'd have to make sure I was there 2 minutes later, 2.5 minutes later, to click stop, and then the next song would be introduced, and then from there, we would make, this is how, when you were poor, In growing up, that's how you did it. People don't have to do that no more. I live on the radio, right? Now these kids just share a link. So while I understand the FCC's wanting to urge Apple to help these victims, they can't do it. The phones don't support it. So how long does FM have? What do you guys think? 20 years? 10 years? Love to hear your comments. How much time you think radio has left? And some of you are listening to radio every day. I know that in your cars. Need to be listening to podcasts. Or do a local podcast so you can replace that DJ. Twitter is testing longer character limits, 280 characters. Please sign me up. I don't have it yet. I haven't seen any of those long tweets yet. But if you get access to it, I want to hear you about it. I think, you know, and really 280 is almost too much. I always find myself being short like 10 characters or 5. So I'd have been happy with 160, but 280, awesome. So we'll see how it turns out. Hey, a new law makes it illegal to fly drones over landmarks like the Statue of Liberty. So here's the sites. Statue of Liberty National Monument in New York, New York. Boston National Historical Park, where the U.S. Constitution is. Independence National Park in Philly. Folsom Dam in Folsom, California. Glen Canyon Dam in Lake Powell. Grand Coulee Dam in Grand Coulee, Washington. Hoover Dam in Boulder City, Nevada. Jefferson National Expansion Memorial in St. Louis. Mount Rushmore in Keystone, South Dakota. And Shasta Dam in Shasta Lake, California. This expands the FAA's current list of no-fly zones, which includes some Army bases, major sports stadiums, national parks, and major airports. Last month, the Pentagon approved a measure that would let U.S. military shoot down drones in a no-fly area if it considered a threat. Now, exceptions to the new restrictions can be made, but it must be coordinated in conjunction with the FAA and the particular site in question. Those who are in violation will be subject to penalties that include fines, criminal charges, up to $25,000. These new restrictions will be effective on October 5th. So drone operators out there, pay attention. All right, the U.S. Senate has reached a deal on self-driving cars. Both the Democrats and Republicans, you know, they can't get on the page on anything, and they can't do anything. They're worthless right now. But anyway, robot driving cars apparently an A-OK, no matter your political leanings. So after the House approved a bipartisan pact, both sides in the Senate agreed to a deal making easier for Ford, GM, and other automakers to get self-driving cars on public roads. This adoption of self-driving vehicles will save lives and improve mobility. So industry has been seeking U.S. approval for autonomous cars without steering wheels and or pedals, provided regulators can find them to be safe. As it stands now, self-driving vehicles must have human control. It also wants the law to prevent individual states from blocking the use of self-driving cars. This bill will not include commercial trucks. So truck drivers, you're safe for a little longer. But this measure allows car companies to sell up to 25,000 self-driving cars with no controls in the first year and up to 100,000 by year three. So this is all about vehicles that drive without a steering wheel. And we're not talking about you sitting behind the wheel and having a driver assist. This is truly no steering wheel. So we'll see where this goes. But they're trying to definitely get legislation in place that basically protects them from some of the stringent rules states are making companies go through. Roku, congratulations on their IPO. Of course, we had non-deliverable channel 13, 14, and 15 with the with Tech Podcast channel, the Blueberry channel, and the Pro Med Network channel that are still today active on the Roku. And Roku's IPO pushed over its value of $2 billion. So congratulations to them. And so the company, you know, basically sold about $200 million in stock. So, yep, good for them. I've been watching them from the beginning. Very, very exciting. Again, I wish I could have gotten in the IPO, but maybe I'll go out and buy some of their stock now. I'll watch the price here over the next couple of weeks. Tesla is sending battery packs to storm ravage Puerto Rico. So they're sending hundreds of its Powerwall battery systems that can be paired with solar panels in an effort to help the battered island territory restore electric power. Some of the systems are already there and others are en route. So very, very cool. Good job, Tesla, on that. I'm thinking about one of those for my house and I can get some more panels on the roof. Yes, I am. Amazon's confusing new Echo lineup. Wow, I mean, they released a whole bunch of Echoes. It's crazy. They got a smaller $100 Echo. They got a $150 Echo Plus. I mean, just the lineup is amazing. It really is. And, you know, why not? It's just about designing a device, making it have the function of and then releasing it, and they made some stylish ones, a little more set, will sit nicer in your home, around your woodwork and so forth. They have one that's got a clock. It's cool. But everything is price to sell here. $100 Echo, $150 Echo Plus. They've got an Echo powered alarm clock called Spot, and they've got a they got something called Echo Connect, which turns your Echo device into a speakerphone for landlines. They've got some deals going on too, where they got the new 4K Fire TV dongles. It just goes. I mean, the list goes on, and some of these are pretty cool little designs. They've done a nice job, so I guess we're going to have to see here, what all these functions are, and what they do, and what their their full lineup of purpose is. But they have definitely worked on the design in a big way. So this is big, and I'm a big Alexa fan. We've got, my daughter's got one. I came home, it's kind of funny. I was, picked up my son from, I was not picked up, but I was at soccer practice, and we walked in, and I had my backpack and everything, and I heard my daughter yelling at her Amazon device at the, and I'm like, why are you yelling? You don't have to yell. You just speak, and she will listen. And she goes, I'm annoyed. I've been trying to play the certain song, and I'm like, okay, calm down. But walk in the house, and she's talking to the device in her room. So I got one in the bedroom, one in the living room, and well, actually there's four now, because I've got the one with the screen here in the studio as well. So, we're big fans of the Amazon. The Echo lineup. So lots of options here. Okay, tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow, actually, most of you are listening to it. The Nintendo SNES Classic goes on sale tomorrow. And I think my best shot, and you can only get one, and they're going to start handing out coupons at 7 a.m. at Best Buy. So I'm thinking, okay, got to take my son to school, and if I slip by Best Buy, I don't want to stick. I can't afford like 2 hours hanging out. If I can get my little ticket and then leave and come back, that would be cool. So they're basically saying all tickets for available launch will be distributed at 7 a.m. To those in line. And then it's opening early. Business hours at most starts at 10. So maybe we'll get them early. I don't know. We'll find out. But if there is people in line at my Best Buy locally, I probably will be. I'll miss out on the initial offering here, but I guess I'll give it a shot. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know how. And you're only going to get one if you go somewhere. They're being pretty strict on the number of supplies that they're going to, or number of units they're going to be let people have. Okay. Oh, I did mention that Amazon has a Fire TV Stick and Echo Dot bundle for $60. So if you want the bundle, and I don't know if this is the 4K one or not, but it's a regular Fire TV. I love my Fire TV. It's in my bag. I travel with it. It's fantastic. A Sputnik replica has sold for $850,000, 60 years after the launch of the original satellite. This was one that was used for electromagnetic testing, and actually has a real transmitter in it. And but anyway, $850,000 is what it sold for. Very, very cool. NASA technology is helping find Mexico earthquake victims. NASA search and rescue technology has been sent to Mexico following the series of earthquakes that have really devastated the country. The suitcase-sized device is dubbed Finder, and it uses radar to detect human heartbeats under rubble. Very, very cool. I'd love to see this tech in work. So that's down being employed in Mexico. Also, NASA's announced they're delaying the launch of the $8.8 billion James Webb Space Telescope to 2019. It was supposed to launch next year, in October of next year, but they're going to move to the spring of 19, citing spacecraft integration issues. In other words, the avionics aren't working right, and the programming is not what's supposed to be, not doing what it's supposed to do. So they're behind. And I'm sure we're going to see, whenever there's a delay like that, you're going to see NASA looking for more money, because that means a budget, a delay is increasing budget spend for sure. This one's a little weird. There's a group that wants to launch an artificial satellite. This is a museum that actually wants to launch a satellite sculpture into orbit. The Orbital Reflector Project will put a 100-foot-long, 30-meter inflatable diamond-shaped balloon sculpture into low Earth orbit. It'll be designed to reflect the sun so that it can be seen day and night. They've got a Kickstarter going, and they've raised $52,000 of $70,000 goal. $70,000 is only a little more than 5% of the total project budget of $1.3 million, but they... Wow. Well, they're going to get a license just to put this up there and leave it up there? I don't know. But they want to put it on a SpaceX rocket in 2018. So anyway, that's the goal of this group, right? We don't need no more space junk up there. You call it art. I don't care. You don't need nothing else up there that we not being useful. Many of you probably don't know this, but... most of our mobile operators, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile, have a service that you can add to your phone, usually for a few bucks a month, that basically will tell you when a call comes in if it's likely a scam or a telemarketer. It basically kind of gives you some information on an unknown number. Let's be honest. Why don't they just do this to begin with? Why don't they just say this to us? Save us some time here. But, you know, Verizon charges $3 a month for it. Sprint charges an extra $3. What else? How much does AT&T charge? Does it say? T-Mobile may be the only one that's free. Yeah, T-Mobile and AT&T offer spam and call protection for free. So there's instructions on how to enable it here on the website. So definitely check that out if you've been getting a lot of those "the IRS wants to talk to you" calls, which I get about 10 a day. Face ID parts could cause iPhone 10 shortages. We already knew that this was a potential. We know that there was this reason why the iPhone 10 is coming later, that the supply line was having problems, but basically that things could be a little bit behind. Shortages of the phone beyond what they were originally expecting, so time will tell. I'm very curious, are you holding out for an iPhone 10? If you are, I want to hear from you. Please email me. Amazon is giving out free $10 credits for activating a Music Unlimited trial, so you can get a $10 promo credit to be used on anything sold and shipped by Amazon when you sign up for a free 30-day trial of Music Unlimited by entering the promo code MUSIC1. This offer is not available to current or former subscribers. So it looks like they're trying to, you know, really push the service a lot. I think there's a new number out for Apple Music as well. I think I'll get to that here a little later. Hey, the ACLU has challenged the Department of Justice request for info on 6,000 anti-Trump Facebook users. And this goes all the way back to the presidential inauguration and them trying to dig out who a lot of these people were that participated and may have done things they shouldn't. So the ACLU is pushing back on this next round of information request. So we'll see where this goes when it gets its day in court. Twitter today had to testify with some select Senate committee members, and all kinds of stuff came out. Oh my goodness. So it just it appears that they may have been playing a little bit on the both sides of the fence. They may have been doing some stuff to push disinformation in the Black Lives Matter stuff. There may have been stuff that they were pushing on election information, voter issues. So there's all kinds of stuff that they revealed, and they've got a full disclosure document that they put online in a public policy statement. They didn't get a lot of positive press out of D.C. today, but they're very transparent in what they found. This is an extensive write-up. You want to take 15 minutes and read this, so they're trying to give you some insight into the information they shared with the Congressional Select or the Senate Select Committee today. And usually those, they met with staff members. They didn't actually meet with the full committee. So someone was asking questions. Hey, Google is building a smart screen competitor to Amazon's Echo Show. Of course, that's what my device is called, the Echo Show. So sources are telling TechCrunch that Google is
Sorry,
building
I'm not sure how to help with that.
multiple sources telling TechCrunch that Google is building a table smart screen for video calling, and more will compete with the Amazon Echo Show. The device could help Google keep up the race for smart home market after Amazon just revealed these, a whole bunch of new items. So we'll see what happens if they do some sort of smart hub screen offering. And to be honest with you, I don't get that much usage out of the show as compared to the regular Amazon device. And I probably use each of these devices about equally. I know that Amazon's a little better for some things than others. Google's a little bit better for some stuff than others. As we were expecting, the GoPro Hero 6 Black launched today for $499. And the device hasn't really changed in design or look very much, but the guts are different. And as was leaked already, 4K 60 frames per second or 120 1080p at a whopping 240 frames per second. So if you're interested in frame rate, that will definitely get you up there. The Hero 6 Black, again, $499. Over on the BBC, it's pretty remarkable. I got really excited about this article until I read about the first paragraph. And here's the title of this article over on the BBC. Drone detects heartbeat and breathing rates. I'm like, whoa, what is this? Researchers at the University of South Australia developed drones that can remotely measure heart and breathing rates. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Imaging processing system combined with the specifically created algorithms allow the drone to detect vital signs in several people at once while they're moving. The drones could be deployed in nursing homes or hospital wards or in war zones. But here's the kicker. The system detects movement in humans' faces and necks in order to accurately source heart and breathing rates. In trials, the drones took measurements from a distance of 3 meters, only 9 feet away, but could be advanced to take them much further away, they say. The drone will single out each person automatically and provide a trace for each individual to where the heart rate and breathing rate is. You think about that. That's cool. Drone flying around, check and see if you're still alive. I guess that will work in nursing homes. What else can it do? So, besides maybe keep you up at night when it's flying around, but these could also be turned into sensors and so forth that emergency personnel could use, natural disasters, accident scenes, that kind of stuff. So, but still cool. Can detect your heartbeat, and detect vital signs. Awesome. AT&T Wireless Home Internet is now in a lot more states, but it has 160 gig cap. So again, the AT&T Wireless Home Internet with 160 gig cap is now in 18 states. It includes, let's see if I can get them right here, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky. We've got South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia. What else? Tennessee. We've got Louisiana. We've got Texas. We've got Oklahoma, Nevada, California. So those states, this internet access, this is available in parts of those states. But again, it's wireless internet, And it's basically for people that really don't have any other connection, but you do, you are limited to 160 gigs a month. Customers may have to pay an overage fee of $10 for each additional 50 gigs. That ain't bad. Up to maximum of 200 a month. Okay. Data caps on AT&T's wired services are either 150 gigs or 1 terabyte. So, might be an option for some of you that don't have connections in those states. Again, Arkansas, California, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio, Texas, Wisconsin, and of course, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and, those are the states that's available in. All right. Give it a check out. Equifax is going to launch a lifetime credit lock service for free. It'll come in January. Their new chief executive officer is trying to do damage control and making some announcements. But again, I won't be happy until Equifax is a smoldering mess on the ground. And did you hear their IT? The person that was in charge of security had like a musician's degree. Didn't even have a technical degree. The person that was in charge of security at Equifax was a music major. Oh my gosh. Even more reason to punish these people. Google Play's matched Apple's $20 price for select 4K titles. So again, now we've got everyone on board. We've got Amazon, we've got Google, we've got Apple, all lowering the prices for 4K movies. So awesome for those of you who have 4K televisions. Apple Music crosses 30 million subscribers. So they're leading the pack here. And that's big. It's a big, big pickup. And, you know, considering how fast they've joined. Amazing. IKEA, and I don't have an IKEA store here. I think I've been in an IKEA store once. IKEA's bought a company called TaskRabbit to help you build your furniture. So if you go in IKEA, buy some of their furniture, you can actually subtask the installation and put togetherness of that through TaskRabbit. So I don't know if they're U.S. or U.S. and U.K., but IKEA needs to compete with Amazon, so it can easily ship out furniture within a day and offer easy installation. And TaskRabbit is going to be the company that they bought that will be that arm to come in and set this up. Facebook is sending help to Puerto Rico to get the islands back online. That's in addition to $1.5 million donation to food and tech charities. They're sending what they're calling their Facebook connectivity team to deliver emergency telecommunications. So I'd be real curious to see what they're doing there. So we'll keep our eyes peeled to hear what Facebook brings to the table in Puerto Rico. GoPro also announced the Fusion 360 VR camera. Ships in November for $699. It's six cameras in one. Nothing but a very basic picture. Looked like a mock-up type unit. So as soon as we see the real deal on this, we'll let you guys know. But for $699 for a VR camera, that's pretty good pricing. Moscow has, to try to keep up with the Joneses, they've deployed facial recognition to spy on citizens in the streets. So basically, they're adding facial recognition technology to its network of 170,000 surveillance cameras across the city. Since 2012, CCTV recordings have been held for 5 days after they captured about 20 million hours of video stored at any one time. And they basically have been able to process it by hand. So they're bringing in a software firm, and they're going to be doing it via software. Much more efficient. So those of you that are in Moscow, I don't know if we have any Moscow listeners or not, facial recognition coming to a street near you. Google's launched the new parental control software, Family Link. It's been launched to the public. This is a big. So this parental control software is exited beta. And it basically, the software will let parents manage apps, set screen time limits, and device bedtimes. It can be used from either an iOS or Android device, but designed specifically to manage a child's Android device. And it's no longer invite. Parents can get full access to it. I'll have a link up in the show notes on how you can get access to this new cool technology. Do you have a cool $3.3 million laying around? I know all of us have that for spare change, right? In our change drawer, right? We all have that kind of cash laying around. But if you roll in different circles than I do, you can go and basically live out your Bond fantasy with a submarine from Aston Martin. They've come up with a submarine they're calling Triton. And basically, this is just a rich man or woman's toy. And it's a true submersible. So I don't know if it's a single man or two man. But, yep, Aston Martin's got it available here for you for a cool $3.3 million. You know, if there's such a thing as reincarnation, which, you know, there probably isn't. But if there is, you know, let me come back next time with a big fat bank account or rich parents or something. Some of these toys are so cool. Oh, you know what they say, right? Wish in one hand and something in the other and see what you get first. Spotify is taking you down memory lane with your own time capsule. You can throw it back with nostalgic tracks picked just for you. So, you know, personalized playlists have been available on Spotify for a long time, at least a couple of years. But that's one thing I'm always looking for. I'm looking for specific mixes, dance mix, workout mixes, heavy metal mixes, rock mixes, and not so much jazz and stuff. I listen to that late at night. But I'm going to have to check out what Spotify's doing here, but bringing us down memory lane, the greatest hits from 1983. Toyota and Mazda is going to work together in electric cars. This is a weird one. These are two companies that don't normally even talk to one another. So, them coming together to have a partnership in building electric cars and basically sharing technology is kind of cool. So, we'll see. We'll see what happens here. Two heads are better than one. And you can save dollars that way, too. And then you roll the technology out into your own vehicles. You shop at Whole Foods? I don't have to worry about this. Whole Foods investigating a credit card security breach, but only it. And I don't even know about this. These are venues such as tap rooms, table service restaurants located within the stores. I don't even know what that is. So if you've been using the tap room, it sounds like someplace where you can get a beer, right? Table services, restaurants. Okay, anyway, that's where the hack took place. Nothing to do with Amazon whatsoever, but a little bit of a credit card hack, security breach here. Hey, the final articles tonight are either mobile or truck related. You know, got to admit, the Ford F-150, it's just a beautiful vehicle, and it comes with a beautiful price tag. But Ford has a new $100,000 pickup truck. It's a luxury condo that can tow a jet. The Super Duty Limited. Okay, first of all, who can afford a $100,000 pickup truck? That's amazing, if you think about it. Who is texting me this late at night? Oh, here's my shipment. Here's my shipment where my beacons are coming in from DHL. Your delivery is scheduled for October 3rd. Well, isn't that crap? I have to wait till I get back. So DHL sent me the notification when it's going to be here. Cool. But anyway, this thing is, it better be able to put me to sleep. It is an F-250, or actually it's an F-350. Well, I guess you can get whatever model you want. But yeah, ridiculous. Anyway, those of you that like trucks, have that kind of cash, have a business that can use a truck with dualies, a link will be in the show notes. Finally tonight, Moto X Pure Edition Android 7.0 has been, the update's been released. So if you've got a Moto X, look for that. If you are interested in the Sony XZ1, that is going to be available for the U.S. pre-orders. It's a beautiful phone. The Sony XZ1 Compact. Again, U.S. pre-orders are open. Link will be up in the show notes on that. Another phone that's coming to market is the ZTE Axon. It's a foldable smartphone. Pictures have been leaked on that. If you want to take a look, are we going to go back in time with foldable phones again? And finally, the LG V30 is coming to U.S. carriers starting on October 5th for around $800. So that's going to wrap me up for all the content tonight. Thanks for being here. Thanks for putting up with my dehydration and having drank half of probably 20 ounces of water while we've been sitting here. And I so rudely interrupt the flow of the show by doing that. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. All right, so here's the deal. No show Monday, and I'm trying to get a stand-in for Thursday. I'll let you know how that goes. If there is no shows next week, my apologies. I am going to be in the mainland. I've got a very important week, very, very important week ahead. So I know I've taken more than my normal off shows this season or this year so far. But it's just kind of the way it is right now, the way things are going. So I definitely appreciate all of your patience. Again, we'll try to get you some guests to come in and do the show. But again, definitely no show Monday night because I'm traveling in that day to my first destination. So I'll be back here, a week from now and be really a week Monday. And be ready to be back in the swing of things. But actually, that day I fly in on that Monday. So, yeah, definitely going to have to get some stand-ins here for the next week and a half or so. And maybe I'll have to just punch one out on Thursday. Who knows? Maybe I'll surprise you all. But anyway, thanks, everyone. Thanks for being here. Again, send your comments, geeknews@gmail.com. Thank you for your ongoing support of the sponsors. It's greatly appreciated. I can't tell you how much I do appreciate your ongoing support. And we've got lots of stuff coming, lots of cool stuff going on. So lots of announcements to make as well. Hey, we'll see you next time. Everyone, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone, take care. Aloha.